7-Eleven, Nancy.
Nancy?
Nancy, yeah.
Oh, hey, Nancy. This is John from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And I just flew into town.
Uh-huh.
And I need a ride over to the bowling alley. Do you have a car there?
Where car?
Did you drive a car today?
I drive car.
Do you drive a car?
Yes.
Did you drive a car today to work?
Yes.
Okay, so your car is there at 7-Eleven?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to borrow your car.
Yeah, no.
No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car.
I don't care.
I have to. You don't have a choice. I'm your boss, and I need to borrow your car.
I don't care, my fucker boss.
It's only going to be for like 20 minutes. I just need to go over to the bowling alley and pick something up.
I don't care, man. I'm not giving you car and just...
I'm not taking your car. I'm just borrowing it because I'm your boss.
I don't have by a car, okay?
No, I'm coming by in just a minute, and I'm going to get the keys from you. I am.
Take it, then.
What?
Okay. I will wait.
Okay. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it.
Okay.
I need to get my car. I mean your car.
Okay, it's ready, man. It's free, okay?
Well, no, it's not free. I'm not taking your car. I'm just going to borrow it.
Yeah, you can borrow.
What time do you get
you
off?
Can take it.
What time are you off work today?
Never, 24 hours I'm working.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I know, you are.
you need to stop lying to the corporate office.
Oh, yeah, fuck corporate office, okay?
What the hell?
Fuck
you can't
you
say that.
Corporate office, okay?
I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office.
I don't care.
I'm your boss.
I'm a boss.
Sir.
Okay, fuck you guys.
Hey.
Don't call here anymore.
Wait, while we're on the phone, we need to do a test.
Okay.
We're going to do
you
a test.
Do your stuff, okay?
We're going to do a test on the underground gas tanks. Do you have any matches?
Fuck you and your underground tank, okay?
No, it's your underground tank.
Not here anymore.
It's yours at your store. We're gonna do an experiment for science.
See.
Did you drive a car today to work? Do you drive a car? What time are you off work today? Nancy? This is John from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I need a ride. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car. Nancy? I'm your boss. Just a minute, and I'm going to get the keys from you. You don't have a choice. Nancy? You need to stop lying to the corporate office. I'm your boss. I just need to go over to the bowling alley. Nancy? It's only going to be for like 20 minutes. I'm not taking your car. I'm just going to borrow it. I'm just borrowing it. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car.
Hi, Snowplow Show listeners. Today is October 10th, 2017, and you're listening to episode 405, the episode that I'm... Today's episode is sponsored by The Real Crazy Kraz. Thanks, The Real Crazy Kraz, for being a supporter over on the Patreon. Today we're going to do some improv comedy, only there's a twist. It's all going to be over the phone, and half of the people involved in this improv show, they're not going to know that they're doing improv with me. Oh shit, I just gave it away. Which one of us isn't going to know? Damn it. So that's my plan for today's show. I'm going to make some unwitting improv comedy friends, and we're going to do an awesome show for you today. Before we get started on the show, I just want to remind you guys of two Ding Timber shows that you might not know about, because I mentioned Dwight's Ding Timber show on yesterday's show, but it was on the very end, and I doubt very many people made it all the way to the end on that show, because why would you? But on Saturday night, Dwight from Prank Call Nation, he did a prank show like he does just about every Saturday night. That was on October 7th, 2017, and he did quite a few carding calls in it, so if you're into carding calls, then you should give that a listen. And the place to listen is prankcallnation.com. Just go on there, look for Dwight's show, and look for October 7th. And then also in Ding Timber news, you know, I mentioned on the last show that Carlito had finally updated his podcast feed. Well, the most recent show on the podcast feed is a Ding Timber show by Carlito. And I don't think he did the entire show, Ding Timber, but I remember there being some pretty amusing calls in there. So go check that out. That one's at madhouselive.com, or it's probably on prankcallnation.com too, I guess. I don't know how that's all set up. But his latest show here on my podcast app is from September 15th of this year, and I'm downloading it right now so I won't forget to listen later because I missed half of the show. But I know the bits that I heard were pretty funny, and they were cardings. He called up the media, I guess, that was trying to get in touch with us about the cardings and had a word with them. So go check those out for some more carding calls if you're missing Ding Timber already. I know I'm not.
From High Technology, the computer store, introducing Apple II, the easy-to-operate home computer. Just hook it up to your TV to create dazzling color displays. Or you can balance your checkbook. Kids can teach themselves arithmetic. Or the family can invent their own Pong games. The possibilities are endless. It's called Apple II, the personal computer. See it at High Technology, the computer store.
Today I'm going to do some calls related to some news that I've been reading about lately, and that of course has to do with the thing I'm completely obsessed with, which is self-driving cars. I just can't wait for these things to really take off and everyone to lose their jobs and the economy collapses. I think it's going to be awesome, for real, because we don't want jobs. Jobs are pretty lame, aren't they? But there's this new article, I think it just came out yesterday, it's from Ars Technica. There's this new company in Phoenix, Arizona, it's called Waymo, and it's an offshoot of Google. You know, they've been doing the self-driving car thing for the past 10 years or so, getting the technology all ready, and it looks like they may actually be launching soon in Phoenix, Arizona. Like, they're setting up shop, and this week they've been laying the political groundwork, according to Ars Technica. They're teaming up to educate the public on how awesome self-driving cars are going to be. I'm sure their literature probably doesn't point out how we're all going to be unemployed, but they've teamed up with Mothers Against Drunk Driving and the National Safety Council and the Foundation for Senior Living and the Foundation for Blind Children and blah, blah, blah. But they're actually getting ready to offer some kind of self-driving service down in Phoenix. Like, job listings have been popping up. And the rumors are that they're going to try and launch before the end of this year, like a truly driverless taxi service. But a few months ago, they signed on with Avis. Avis is going to manage their self-driving fleet in Phoenix. And who knows if it's actually going to happen this year? It probably won't. It'll probably happen long after I'm dead. But we're going to call up people in Arizona anyway and tell them that the robots are coming and to lock their doors, shut their curtains, get their guns out. I don't know. I'm sure we'll think of something. I thought we'd start out with a few calls to some taxi cabs in the Phoenix area. You might remember a show where I did something similar to this, where I called up taxi cabs and I said I was a Uber driver, or a Lyft driver maybe, and I forget what I said exactly. I'm just like, you know what, we're gonna take all your business. What do you think of that? Nobody's gonna use taxis anymore. And if I had numbers to some Uber or Lyft drivers, I don't even know, how would you do that? You just do it all through the app. It'd be fun to call them up and give them a taste of it. Be like, neener neener, this is Waymo, you're out of business, motherfucker. But I'm too lazy to actually figure out if I can call Uber drivers. So I'm just going to look for taxis on Google Maps, and we'll give them the business.
Hola, conocí en un taxi.
Taxi, buenas tardes.
Hello?
Is he taxi?
Oh, I guess, I don't know. I guess I got a machine.
I heard
music playing. Did I reach a machine? What was that? That was crazy.
This is a lead taxi.
Oh, okay. I'm taken aback by how the phone was answered. That was the weirdest thing I've ever heard. I kind of want to hang up and call back just so I can hear it again.
Oh.
It was crazy. Yep. Crazy.
I don't know. I think it's a song. I don't know.
That's weird. It's fucking weird.
Okay, and do you need a cab?
Oh, no. I'm actually...
Do you need a cab?
Oh, no, I don't need a cab. I'm the CEO of Waymo. You know that robotic taxi cab company that are coming to town?
Mm-hmm.
Taking over? Hey, do you think we could put flyers in your taxi for our services that are going to be better and cheaper? Do you think we could just put flyers back there for customers, for your customers to take?
Give me a second.
Okay.
Hola, conocí en un taxi.
Oh.
Eli Taxi Cab, su mejor opción en servicio de transporte en Phoenix. No somos una aplicación, somos una compañía real. Llámenos hoy mismo
al 602. You guys, I've had the hardest time getting through to taxi people. Like, the numbers, they don't pick up. Two of them were, like, Google Voice numbers, and nobody picked up. They weren't configured properly.
Eli Taxi Cab, 602-307-5555.
Oh, yay, it repeats. This is great. This show's going great so far. Oh, hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm the CEO. Hi, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I can hear you.
Oh, that's great. Yay, I'm calling from Waymo. You know the robotic taxi people? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Oh, now... I don't know what he was doing. He put me on speakerphone. He must have immediately assumed I was an insane person for some reason. And, I don't know, let me try right back. I'm not going to go through all that holding again, though. Oh, hey, that guy I was talking to, we got disconnected somehow. The one that put me on speaker.
Oh, okay, one second.
Hurry. Why would they do this to their customers?
Somos una compañía real. Llámenos hoy mismo al 602-307-5555.
Ordena
tu taxi en línea en elitetaxicabaz.com. Abierto las 24 horas al día, 7 días a la semana. Seriedad y honestidad en nuestro servicio. Elite Taxi Cab, 602-307-5555.
Ah, and they just hung up on me. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear my sales pitch. So let's move on to the airport transportation shuttle service. But yeah, I've called like 10 taxis so far, and it's just been no answers and all kinds of weirdness. I think the taxis need to be replaced because you can't call them. Are they all using apps now? Is that what it is? Or are they like, holy shit, we got to get an app working. Like this one, it's just ringing. I'm going to hang up because they're not picking up. Let's try the next one. This is not good customer service. The robots aren't going to treat me like this.
Thank you for choosing Taxi. Download and try our VIP Taxi app today.
Hey, look
at that. An agent will be with you shortly.
I was right. They have a taxi app now. They're keeping up with the times. Oh, wow.
Thank you for holding. This is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Jennifer. What you eating?
How could I help you?
Well, this is Steve Dave. I'm the CEO of Waymo. You know that new robotic taxi company?
Uh-huh.
That's coming for you. I was just wondering, can we put flyers in your taxis advertising our services that are better and faster, cheaper?
Okay. Let me transfer you, okay?
Who you transfer me to?
I'm going to transfer you to Jim.
Is it because you're eating?
Marketing.
Is it because you're eating?
No.
Oh, because he's in marketing.
No, I'm not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to eat?
It's for marketing.
So when you picked up, you weren't chewing? Okay. I must have mistook that for something else. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay. I'll talk to Jim.
Yes.
Hurry. This old music. Why?
This is Jim.
Oh, hey, Jim. This is Steve Dave. I'm the CEO of Waymo. You know that robot taxi thing that's setting up shop here?
Okay.
Hey, I was just wondering, can we put some flyers? Can we just give you guys some flyers to give to your customers? You know, to advertise.
I'm a little confused.
Well, we want to advertise our...
Who am I talking with?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm the CEO of Waymo here in town, and...
Okay.
We just want to give flyers.
What does Waymo do?
We have robot taxis that are faster than yours and better, and it's going to be like twice as cheap because there won't be any human drivers.
I'm not interested, no.
Well, no, we just want to put flyers in your cab. We just want to advertise so we can, you know, get more customers.
Why would I do that, though?
Because we want to, you know, we'll pay you. We'll give you, like, you know, whatever, $10 per 100 flyers, or I don't know what you need. We just want to get more customers.
$10 per flyer?
What?
Okay, I'll take 10,000 of them.
10,000? Oh, no, we don't have that much yet. We're just setting up, you know? We're figuring things out.
That's what I thought.
Well, look, you know, you better be nice to...
Why would I support someone who's calling me up and telling me that they're better than me?
Well, because it's true. It's not like an opinion or anything. It's just a fact. These robot taxis are going to...
Not a fact.
No, these robot taxis are going to put you out of business.
Is that why they're outlawed? Is that why they're outlawed in so many states?
Well, they're not outlawed here.
Experimented in, you're still getting sued for the accidents in Tempe. I don't know if it's WAMO or whatever the name of your silly company.
Yeah, that's not us. That's not us. Our company is not silly, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's all going to be put on hold by the government.
Oh, no. We're setting up this week.
Yes. Well, you have your opinion, and I have mine.
Oh, it's not an opinion. I'll show you the reports, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
That's right, motherfucker.
Well, you wouldn't say that to my face, would you, punk?
Oh, yeah, I would, because you're being kind of a dick about the flyers. We just want to...
Well, I'm not interested, I told you.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a dick about it. I'm just trying to do a little bit of business.
Well, I didn't call you any names.
I'm just trying to get a... No, I wasn't called. That's just how I speak.
I simply asked you, why would I support someone that says they're better than me? I won't.
Well, you said
anything else I can do for you, motherfucker?
You said our company name was silly, so I think you deserved it. And there he goes. I love that guy. He was awesome. He wanted to argue. I bet you that's the guy who is responsible for the theme from Taxi. You know, some TV show from the 70s is on their phone system, which is at least cooler than that weird Mexican stuff from the previous place. I mean, it was relaxing at least. That other one was stressing me out. And I should have told that guy, you know what? The robot taxis, they're not going to eat on the phone at people like Jen was. All right, we got just a few more here to call. And I don't know what I want to say to him. I feel like I got my money's worth out of the whole flyers idea. I guess I could just ask them what it's like to know that they're about to be replaced. I could say I'm with the news, I want to do an interview. Be like, what's it like knowing that your days are numbered?
Can I help?
Hi there, this is the taxi service, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm calling from Waymo, you know those new robot taxis we're launching here in the city?
I don't know them.
Oh, yeah, right, come on, you watch the news, don't you?
Sir, this is a dispatch. You want a taxi? I can be able to get one for you.
Well, no, I just wanted to let you know we're launching this robot taxi service here in Phoenix.
This is a dispatch. I'm not the decision maker here.
I know, but I'm just saying when you guys see one of our taxis coming, can you tell your drivers to just get out of the way? Because there he goes. That was probably the most professional taxi place I talked to. The rest of them were completely insane. Like, I was getting the weirdest voicemails. One was a Google voice, you know, please state your name. But you think it'd be easier just to call a taxi. I'd be, like, if I was in Phoenix right now trying to call a taxi, I would be kind of frustrated, I think. Because it took me like 10 calls just to get through to those first few. And I'm pretty much out of taxi numbers now. I mean, I guess I could go to outlying cities, but I don't think the Waymo service is there. I guess it doesn't matter. I could just lie to them and tell them it is. Here, let me try this one again. They didn't answer before. Oh, that's great. Like, it's a business name and everything, but on the Google picture of the business, it's just some guy's house. Just his house. What the hell is... Oh, and it just hangs up on me. See? I'm trying to call a cab, and it just hangs up on me. It plays hold music, and it hangs up on me. This is a bunch of bullshit, and I'm now out of cab places to call in Phoenix. Wait a minute, here's one I just found. It's just south of Phoenix. That's close enough, right? I can say Waymo's gonna invade their turf too. This is down below Tempe.
Thank you for calling. Can I get you to call for just a second?
I guess.
Appreciate it, thank you. Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Okay, hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Waymo. You know that robot taxi service?
Yeah, Waymo, of course,
Okay, hey, when your taxi drivers see our cars on the road, when they see them coming up behind them or coming toward them, can you guys just pull over and shut off your engines?
Can we pull over and shut off the engines?
Yeah, for your old-fashioned gas-guzzling taxi cabs, could you just shut those off and wait until we're gone?
Okay, and wonder what that is.
What is?
Us having to pull over, shut down the engine for you guys to be finished. What are you talking about?
Just when you see us on the road, if any of your drivers see our robot taxis on the road, maybe just get out of the way. Just, like, show respect, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, because, you know, we're
more than happy to.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Eventually, you know, you guys won't be around anymore, so you should really just kind of show respect and honor.
Yeah. And stuff. Yeah, of course. We should just roll the red carpet and do the whole thing for you guys.
That'd be nice, huh? But you know what? That's not really necessary. Just pull over and shut off the engines. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. Let me just send a memo to the whole fleet and tell
them
to...
Yes, please. Thank you.
You know, kneel before you and, you know, your highness.
You know what? That's a good idea. Like, you don't have to kneel or anything, but maybe if you could just make sure that their heads are lower than the LiDAR sensor, at least.
Oh, sure. I can do that, too.
Okay.
Of course.
Hey, just
sure.
Bow your heads a little bit and, yeah, stuff like that.
Anything else besides that? Any more detail?
Nope. That's all. Just, you know, let all your drivers know it's Steve Dave said so. From Waymo.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll be honored to serve you. Yeah. Anytime. Of course. Yeah.
Hey, if anyone there is looking for a job, you know, we need someone to pass out flyers for our new service, for our robot taxis.
Robot taxis for Waymo.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. We want to do that. Of course. Yeah, sure.
Yep. Just take down my number if any employees.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of these starving drivers won't have any other option other than to work for Waymo. Of course. Yeah.
Well, no, it's just going to be temporary work because eventually we won't need any humans. Just robots.
Any humans. Yeah. Of course. Yes.
Okay, well, I gotta go. Gotta go.
Excellent.
I got more people to call. Other taxi cabs.
Tell your sister I say hello, okay? Tell hello to the whole family.
Hey, don't talk about my sister.
Well, can you just say hello to her for me?
Fine. Whatever. I will. Okay, fine.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Just give me some courtesy, too, you know?
I know. I will.
All right. Appreciate your phone call. I'm feeling just so blessed that you called. Thank you.
All right. Just hang up. Jeez.
I beg your pardon?
I just hang up. We don't need, like, a closing statement. Just hang up the phone.
Oh, okay. Don't
hang
forget to say hello to the family, all right?
Okay, thanks. Bye. Jeez, he already won the prank call. He doesn't have to rub it in my face. So I guess the only thing left to do would be to call residents in Phoenix and kind of announce the presence of Waymo to them. I'm surprised taxi people hadn't heard of Waymo. You'd think they would have at least heard about it, you know, being a taxi employee.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Cherez?
Mrs. who?
I don't know, Cherez. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
No, you're not close and it's not me.
Okay, well, don't be a smartass, you know. I'm just trying to find Mrs. Cherez. Jeez. God.
Who are you?
Oh, my name is...
Don't ever call this number again and curse at me.
Well, don't have an attitude with me then.
And disrespect me like that.
Well,
out who you are.
Do you know Abraham? Oh, I think that's a yes. Yeah, that house had a couple different people living there. I think I just got confused.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Wilk.
Mrs. Wilkie.
Oh, well, close enough. This is Steve Dave from Waymo. You know, we have those robo-taxis here in town now.
But no, I didn't know it.
Oh, well, we do. And they're like taxi service, but they don't have human drivers. They're all robots.
Yes.
And our reports here show that you ordered one, but we don't...
That
you ordered a robot taxi to come to your house.
When?
Like this morning, but we think it was a glitch in the system. You didn't really order it, but I think it's going to show up there.
Oh, really? No, I did not order one.
Okay. I just need to let you know that you might have a robot taxi show up at your house, so just don't...
And then what?
Just don't interact with it. if you see it, like
that. I'm handicapped and I get around with a walker, so I don't go outside very much.
Oh, that wouldn't work. Okay, well, that's good then. Just stay inside. I was going to say put your hands up like a bear
and
back away. And back away, you know? But it's fine. Just if can you call us back if you see the robot taxi out front, or did you check the backyard?
Backyard behind me is houses.
Okay, sometimes they get confused.
I'd like to know who ordered one to come here.
I think it was just a mistake. In the robots, they make a lot of mistakes still. We're still perfecting them. But you're gonna see a lot of them driving around from now on. Just keep your distance and don't look at them.
By the way, what do they cost to ride in them?
Oh, it's really cheap. It's like a dollar, you know? Anywhere in town, it's just a dollar. Sometimes $1.50 if you go over to, you know, over to Chandler or something.
Hmm.
Yep. So it's not out there right now, is it? Like, it's not out in front?
It will take me a couple minutes to get out there to check.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. It's okay. You didn't hear it come in the garage or anything?
No, I don't. I have a garage, but it's not for to park a car in.
Oh, it's a mess. Okay. I get it. Well, I guess, you know, we'll come, we'll send a team of people over to retrieve it if it shows up. A team of highly trained handlers.
By the way, do you have any information on it, what it costs to ride it so far?
Oh, yeah, like it's like a dollar. It's, you know, it's just a dollar, I think. But I can send you a pamphlet in the mail, or you could just go to Waymo.com.
I don't go into computer.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame you. They're scary.
I mean, at my age, I don't want to mess around with it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm sure it'll be on the news and everything. We can send you some pamphlets.
Would you please? I would appreciate
we
that.
We could send one over in a robot car.
No, because I wouldn't be going out to get it.
We'll send a robot to bring it up to the door.
Look, once I someone comes to my door, it takes a couple minutes for me to get there.
Oh, okay. We'll let the robot know then. Or we can just mail. No, we'll just mail it. You know, we'll just
mail it.
Yeah. I guess we can do that. It'll be more expensive. You know, stamps are like 49 cents, but
no big deal.
Yeah, no problem. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll have it in the mail tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And if you don't get it, just look, you know, watch the news or something.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for the help.
I'm sorry I couldn't be of more help.
Oh, no, you were great help. Best help ever.
Okay, thank you.
Woohoo! Okay, bye.
Bye.
Aw, poor old lady. I wanted to make her, like, search under the house and stuff, but she's in a walker. I guess I'll leave her alone.
Hello?
Hello, Mildred?
Yes, how may I help you?
Hey there, it's Steve Dave. I'm from Waymo. We make those robot taxis that you've seen driving around town.
Yeah.
And hey, your messy hobo yard, it's messing up our sensors on the robot taxis. Do you think you could clean up?
A hobo yard? What are you talking about? I don't have no hobo yard.
Well, it's just really messy and
it's not my yard that's really messy. You must be talking about people next door. Because I got rocks in my yard and I ain't got no weeds and stuff. I got a yard man to come and see about my yard every month.
But the rocks are kind of hobo-y.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what kind of stuff's in your neighbor's yard? Maybe we're thinking of them.
You got to be thinking of them.
What kind of stuff's over there?
I don't know where y'all know so much about my yard. Y'all don't know about the neighbor's yard?
Well, we think it's your yard. Are you sure you're not making it up and it's really your yard?
What the hell do you mean making it up? I got landscape rocks. I got a yard man to come and see about my yard every month.
Yeah, but our records here, I'm checking here in the computer and it says that you have a hobo yard.
Well, I don't know. I ain't got no hobo yard.
I'm printing out the report right now. It's like Mildred Hobo Yard. Here in the computer.
I don't understand that.
Okay, well, maybe it's a mistake. It also says you keep looking at our at the robot taxis. Like every time they drive by, you're just looking at them and giving them dirty looks.
No. Oh no, I don't even know when those people drive by.
Whoa, what's happening in the background? Is that Price is Right?
Oh, excuse me, what are you talking about?
I was wondering which TV show that was. That I heard a bunch of cheering.
That was Murray Show.
The what?
The Murray Show.
Oh, the Murray Show. I haven't watched that in years. Is it still pretty good?
Yeah.
What are they doing today? Who's what kind of crazy people they got on there today?
Same thing as last time.
Ah, what was that? I'll just get on the internet and look it up, I guess, since you want
okay.
to. So, hey, I'm calling from Waymo. You know that robot taxi service?
No.
Oh, well, we do taxi service, but it's like with robots. There's no humans.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's like sensors up on top of the taxi. And it like every time it drives by your house, it reports that your yard is messy and it interferes with the sensors.
Oh, I'm asking, what's the house number?
The house number 60.
You're wrong, man.
Well, it says it's a hobo yard. It says it's like it just a bunch of trash, and it messes up the sensors, like when it comes on your street.
I'll tell you what, next time tell them to stop and talk to me.
Well, no, there's nobody in the car. It's a robot. The robots can't stop and talk to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's wrong.
It's just the sensors. It messes up the sensors every time it goes by.
Well, I'll tell you what, you better get your sensors straight then.
Well,
fucking no hobo.
We shouldn't have to, though. You know, you should just keep your yard clean. So we
okay, I mean, look, Duke, I'll tell you what. You come out of my yard and look at my yard yourself, okay? Bye.
No, look.
What?
It's definitely, I can see it right now on the robot's camera. The robot took pictures.
Okay, what kind of car is in my yard?
What kind of car?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
What's in my driveway?
Oh, I can't just give out information like that.
Well, you by the way, don't call me no more.
Okay, well, just I'm just saying, clean up your yard.
I'll tell you what, fuck you.
Oh, the hell, Jesus, that was okay. So Mildred, she passed the phone to somebody else who was even angrier than her, and wow, that was crazy. I was trying to look up her house really quick on Google Maps. I'm just using white pages and they don't show the street view images. But damn it, if I had been able to get to that a little bit faster, I could have seen her gray pickup truck parked in the driveway. And her yard is actually pretty nice looking. It's all rocks. You know, it's in Phoenix, so a lot of people don't have lawns. They just fill their yards with rocks and stuff. There's like just a bunch of gravel surrounded by a palm tree. But it all looks very uniform. I'm very impressed with Mildred's yard. Good job, Mildred. Oh, and let's go find out what's playing on Maury Povich today. I didn't even know that guy was still on the air. I didn't know shows like that were a big thing still. It's been so long since I've watched daytime TV. MurrayShow.com on today, October 10th. Bullying will not stop me from... it won't read the rest of it.
On the next Maury, bullied for being different. Gabe was born without arms or legs. Aww, it hasn't stopped him from pursuing his dream.
Never let anyone tell you you can't.
So, Murray seems a lot more uplifting than it used to be. Oh wait, no, it's the same stuff as always on Wednesday. Did you cheat with my sister and my niece? Thursday has DNA tests on these men. One of them is my baby's dad. And basically the same thing on Friday. And also Monday. Looks like DNA testing is a big part of the Maury Povich show these days. I'm glad I could get you all up to date on what's going on in the world of Maury Povich. Or is it Povich? I don't know. No, he doesn't even put his last name out there anymore because nobody can pronounce it, even though I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing his first name wrong, too. Okay, let's get back to people, neighborhoods, and stuff. I'm going to pull up another 10 or so here. I'm pulling these out of a neighborhood. It's, I don't know how many miles, but it's like east of the neighborhood I talked to about those cacti, you know, hidden cameras inside of cactuses where we talked to the Go Cup guy. I remember sort of which area he was in. Really, I had to look him up and give him a call and see what he thinks of robot cars. But I'm not going to do that. I was just talking about that in the last show. I don't want to harass the same old man for years and years until he dies. Those days are long behind me.
Do not hang up. The voicemail system temporarily needs you to re-enter the number you are calling. Please re-enter the number you are calling, then press pound.
Wow, that's weird. Okay, I want to put in a weird number. Oh wait, I can't press pound though.
To leave a message, enter the 10-digit number you are calling.
Oh,
to retrieve
I see what
your
it's
messages,
do.
Please press the pound key.
That's just weird. What's it doing? Why'd that happen? I'm just trying to call some Phoenix resident.
Hello?
Hi, Bernadine?
Yes.
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug from Waymo. We're that robotic taxi company that's coming to Phoenix, you know?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, well, they're like robot taxis, and they've been driving around your neighborhood. You know, there's the cars with those big domes on top.
Haven't seen them.
Oh, okay. Well, they've seen your house. The paint on your house is a little bit too reflective, and it's interfering with our sensors. So do you think you could repaint your house for us?
Absolutely not.
But it's too reflective. You got like glitter in it or something. It keeps messing up our radars.
Well, I'm not painting my house because you have a problem. It's your problem.
Well, yeah, but you're the one causing it. You're being kind of a jerk having a house like that.
Yes, I'm being a very big jerk. I don't have the money to have my house painted because you got a problem.
Well, how come whoa, she told me. I was going to tell her that nobody else's house is painted like that. Probably a bunch of lead in her paint or something. Or maybe one of her neighbors was beaming a lot of microwaves at her house for years at a time, and it turned all the paint shiny. I can see that happening. Oh no, White Pages thinks I'm a bot. For some reason, maybe it has something to do with me looking at 100 different listings today. I already had to clear out all of my whitepages.com cookies today, which I often have to do because they only let you look at so many listings per day. But I trick them a good one by removing my cookies. Oh, and I just noticed on the page where it says, "We think you're a bot," they have this really cool graphic image that says "Anomaly detected." And, you know, like a year or two ago, I would have read that as "Anomaly detected." But thanks to you guys making fun of me for not knowing how to pronounce things, I no longer do that.
Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Yes.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave. I'm with Waymo, you know, the robotic taxi company here in town.
Yeah.
And we're having a little bit of a problem with your house. The paint on your house, it's too reflective, and it messes up our radars on our cars. So do you think maybe you could just repaint that? Hey, he hung up. I'm going to try him one more time. That sucks. What the hell, Jack? Good for him, though, doing the sensible thing, laughing and hanging up. Instead of screaming at me about their hobo yards. Hello, Jack?
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was talking to Jack, and we got disconnected somehow. It's Steve Dave again.
Concerning?
The Waymo, you know those robotic taxis here in town?
Mm-hmm.
The paint job on your house, it's been interfering with the sensors on our robot taxis.
And we're gonna right.
No, I'm completely serious. It's too reflective. And you guys are going to need to repaint. Okay, I give up on them. That was Jack's wife. And man, they have the coolest names. I wish I could tell you guys their names, but if I do that, you guys will just call them up. But next time I change my last name, I'm taking this guy's name.
Please Balls. Leave your name.
Well, that was the last one, and I think I'm done with doing this. It's taking forever to find people that have landlines, and then hoping they pick up. So I guess that's it for the self-driving car show. I sure had a lot of fun educating the public on self-driving cars and what kind of paint you should paint your house with. Well, I guess I never really got to that because they just hung up on me. But just so you guys know, it's watercolors. Use watercolors to paint your house. That won't fuck up the LiDAR sensors. I'm going to do this whole thing again, though. I think, like, every time Waymo comes into a new town or any of the other self-driving car projects, we need to start welcoming them to town with crazy phone calls to their competition and their customers. So be expecting more of these in the future as self-driving cars strategically place themselves in every major city, getting ready to destroy the U.S. economy, and soon after that, probably keep us as pets. It's going to be a fun retirement for me.
Hello, Mr. Dabalina. It is Tourette TV, Tyler.
Hey, Tourette TV. It's you again.
Hey.
Hey.
I was thinking, before Sears and Kmart and all of them go out of business, can you please do, like, a...
Wait, you're telling me that Sears and Kmart is still in business? I didn't know this.
Like a Radio Shack style?
I know they left our town years ago.
You know, before they go out of business.
Eh,
I have
maybe
a Sears close by to me that has the old-timey, like, Sears door handle thing from, like, the 60s. It's really cool looking. I can put you out, get you the...
Actually, I know it's weird, but I know what you're talking about.
Show art. I thought it was the show art.
You know what? Now I kind of want to do a Sears show just for that to be the show art.
Please do it. I want to hear them Sears people freak out over bankruptcy and stuff. Love you. Bye.
We had a lot of fun with Sears and Kmart, I guess. Like with Sears, I think they had some sort of delivery service. I'm talking about them in the past tense like they don't exist anymore because it's been so long since I've seen one. But we got customer numbers. We got them to give us customer numbers for their delivery thing and pickup thing. And I remember having a lot of fun with that one night. And Kmart, they've always given us lots of customer numbers from when people put things on layaway. I think that's where the whole layaway thing started. I don't think it started at Walmart with us. It was always Kmart. But maybe I'll do a Sears or Kmart store. There's so many businesses going out of business now. Like major businesses that have been around most of my life. Seems like Amazon is destroying everything. But you gotta love them. Gotta love that two-day shipping. So I guess I should hurry up and do that, though, before they disappear forever.
Hey, Brad, just listening to the phone cleaning episode, I think that ringtone was from the old Nextels that were so popular in the 90s, the little two-way walkie-talkie thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could be wrong there, but I had one, and I think that was the ringtone I had. Anyway, also, there's a problem with the podcast. I'm not able to pull it up there, so I'm actually listening on your website. Anyway, still a great job.
That's weird.
Enjoy your hard work. Have a great day.
I've had several people tell me now that the podcast wasn't coming up on iTunes. Only on iTunes, though. It seems to work everywhere else, and I don't see why it wouldn't work on iTunes then. It's the same file and the same link. But Nextel cell phones person who was asking about that ringtone, maybe it's a Nextel ringtone. Do a Google search for Nextel ringtone. Maybe you'll hear it on there. And I kept calling it a cell phone ringtone, but, you know, in Office Space, that was just his home phone that he picked up. And I guess it could be a regular telephone ringtone. They all sound pretty much the same now, don't they?
Hey, Roy, you thought about doing Tennis from Heaven instead of going in there and telling them you sold their appliances and ripped up their carpet and all these other wonky things. Tell them you upgraded their appliances, installed gold plating on everything. Really,
okay.
Really grandiose upgrades. And
yeah.
If they have a problem with it,
that could be fun.
Tell them that you're actually calling from ABC. And
haven't I done this before? You know, I've had power companies call the landlords and saying, we're upgrading your electrical panel to 1 billion volts.
Somehow all these proceeds
it's
from
cool.
These
he's paying for
upgrades
it.
Upgrades and the TV show are going to go for kids with ass cancer.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Say I'm calling from ABC and tell them what horrible people they are for not approving of these things I'm doing that would help kids with ass cancer, or ask cancer, as Google translation would say. Yeah, that could be fun. I think I'm going to write that down on the prank call ideas page. Tenants from heaven. Do nice things in the apartment to help the kids with ass cancer. You know, that reminds me of this place I used to live at in Illinois, where I had this tenant upstairs from me, and he worked at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever we had there, I don't remember. But I think he was stealing from work, because he kept coming home with all these boxes of things, like plumbing and electrical stuff, sinks and faucets and stuff. And he tried to get our landlord to let him install these gold faucets in his kitchen. And the landlord wouldn't let him, and he was really pissed off about it. He's like, why wouldn't he let me do that? It's gold, it's better. But, you know, landlords don't like you fucking with their shit, even if you're giving them $600 kitchen faucets. I remember he kept going on about how much it cost, and he was just gonna leave it there when he moved out. He ended up getting kicked out for completely other reasons. But I guess he was basically a tenant from heaven. Hey, look at this, a message just came in 4 minutes ago. We're gonna listen to this
Yo,
one.
Yo, Arby, it's JD.
Hey.
Nice new outgoing message.
JD.
So I'm calling.
Oh yeah, there's a new outgoing message, everyone, on the PLA voicemail. I found out you can save different outgoing messages. I didn't really have to delete the old one. I just recorded another one, and now we can switch back and forth between the two. But the main difference is that I said on the beginning of this new outgoing message that, you know, press 1 or whatever to continue through, and you don't have to listen to all this. It's okay.
Correct.
You don't have to freak out.
Whoever was singing the Shifty Pop intro on the last show's voicemails, there is a lyric discrepancy. It's sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. He said sit back, relax. And as a matter of fact, I did the same fucking thing when I recorded the Steel Drone intro. So, I think we all should make a note of it. It's sit back.
A lot of drama here.
Let the antics begin.
I'm going to have
to from the top.
I'm going to have to call up Shifty Pop, do an interview with her over the phone, get to the bottom of this. Hey, look, a voicemail came in 2 minutes ago. Let's see what this is.
I don't do the go-cups, and I don't do one marijuana, because I don't have any.
Yep, that came in 2 minutes ago. That was a good one.
Hey, Brad, this is Greg. LBL. Haven't called you in a while. Haven't bugged you in a while.
Hey, Greg.
Working my ass off 7 days a week, every day of the week.
Aw.
Up until the end of November, so...
Poor Greg.
Yeah, you're not going to be hearing me bug you too much. And plus, right now, telling you I'm not drunk at work. Anyhow, hey, keep it up. You did a good job.
Breaking news, everyone. Greg is not drunk at work right now.
Alrighty. November, when I get laid off, may have to lower donations afterwards. Sorry.
Bye-bye. It's okay. You know, I get a lot of emails from people who, like, you know, they apologize to me because they have to stop their Patreon donations or lower them. And, you know, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Things happen. I do the same thing to other Patreon people. Like, right now I'm paying $20 a month for the Dick Show just so I can watch their live streams. But I don't see me doing that for too much longer. I'm not as nice as you Patreon people paying me $20 a month.
Hey, Brad. Christian from Arizona again.
Hey, Christian.
I'm going to start changing my alter ego here. I know everybody around has a nickname when they call in, so I'm going to go by Big Moist from now on. Big Moist doesn't want to be that guy who tells you how to run your show, but I feel like doing it anyways.
Yep.
I really like those private investigator calls you used to do back in the day. I actually suggested one of you to my angry friend, and you put that... Well, you told them that you put a GPS device under their car and they fucking flipped out. I thought it was hilarious. I don't know if you've done it more, but if you can do it more, that'd be awesome. I thought those were so hilarious, but... Or you can just say fuck you, but anyway, Big Moist out.
Yeah, fuck you, Big Moist. Yeah, I enjoyed the GPS calls. I always wondered if maybe they weren't the best idea, though. Unless I let them know that it's a prank at the end, but, you know, sometimes you can't. Because they just hang up on you. So, yeah, I really want to, but I don't know. Is it the best idea in this day and age? Maybe I will, though. I'll just be really careful.
Hey, Brad. This is Mr. Tomato Head.
Oh, hey, Mr. Potato Head.
I was very saddened to hear that you changed away from the classic PLA voicemail. And you remember I begged you not to do that.
Yep.
So
it's retaliation for Mr. Potato Head. You're confusing everyone with your name, so this is just revenge, you know, that's all.
I'm ready to start the bidding war, and how much will it take to change back?
Okay.
I'm talking about money.
How much do I
forget
get?
Forget the other losers that are complaining about the long voicemail. They're not gonna pony up.
Yeah.
So,
Yep, they're not.
So, let's do it, Brad. You tell me, what's it going to take to change it back?
I don't know.
I got to have it.
I thought it was a bidding war.
Thanks.
Like with FOD87's refrigerators. I don't know. You tell me how it works. I'm glad I kept the old message now, though, since apparently I'm going to get to sell it back to you guys for a bunch of money.
Hey, Roy. Awesome. Your biggest fan here.
Hey.
Coming at you from Texas.
Okay.
Just wanted to say I'm a huge supporter of the show. I mean, not really on Patreon yet, but, you know. We'll see.
It's okay.
Well, anyway, bye.
Thanks for listening and not being on Patreon, you big jerk.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
Brad.
Yeah, whatever.
I have a fucking crazy ass idea.
Okay.
You should not do episode of the Snowfall Show 404 because, get it?
Too late.
404 not found.
Yeah.
Or you should, like, name the show.
You know what? That's a great idea. Really, I should be naming this one 405. And there just won't be a 404. People ask where it is, and I can just be like, it's not found! Teehee. Maybe I will. I don't know. Will I regret that in the future, not having a 404? But I already recorded the intro, and I said 404. Shit, but you guys will understand, right? If suddenly it's 405 and there is no 404... Or maybe I could just bleep it out or re-record it. Yeah, that's what I should do. I'll just take a second. Maybe I'll do that.
404 not found. Like, episode 404 and then just not found or something. I just thought that'd be funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm stoned anyways. Like, really fucking what? High.
So. Everyone that calls into the voicemail is stoned. Imagine that.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. It's see you.
Yep.
Brad.
It sure is crazy that you're stoned.
Oh, it's Mason, by the way.
Mason. Okay, thanks, Mason, for that idea. I have from now until the end of this show to decide if I'm going to name this one 405 and just not do the 404. Or maybe I could just put this episode as a private show and the regular people can't find it. And it's like, no, never mind, that's not as funny. So thank you for the idea, Mason. I may actually do that.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
It's Bandit the Male Stripper here.
Okay.
You haven't posted a show in a while. I usually go through Stitcher. You're not up on Stitcher yet.
Yep,
I was thinking.
Yep. I only did one last week, didn't I? Or I think what I did is I did two hobo-sodes and one regular show because I didn't have time to do a whole show.
I listen to you on Stitcher. I listen to you and I listen to Tariq Nasheed. And
the reason
I listen to Tariq Nasheed is because he popped up in the suggested like after your show ended one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because you're obnoxious, but it's in a fun, playful way. And he's obnoxious, but it's in an evil, malignant way. So I'm trying to.
We should team up.
Figure out why they would suggest him after your podcast. And I guess it's the common denominator is that you're both obnoxious.
Yeah, obnoxious jerks.
I'll be waiting on your next show.
It's probably a tag on Stitcher for my show. Shows with obnoxious jerks as hosts. That's probably a real tag.
Brad. Oh, I love your new voicemail.
Everybody does.
Thanks, you changed your voicemail. So.
I don't even remember what I said on it, except to press the button to skip it.
Anyway, I was just wanting to phone up just to say hi. And,
hi.
And the car things were actually not too bad, but I think maybe it was because of the legal issues that you had to do the carding pranks a wee bit different.
Yeah, I
wonder if you could go back to doing it the old way next year.
Yeah.
But anyway, loving your show. Bye-bye.
I don't know. We'll see what happens next year. I might go back to doing it the way I used to. But I actually checked the voicemail earlier this morning, and there were a couple of car dings, like, in the voicemail. I didn't actually listen to them. I just read them. But they're probably fake. It's probably just listeners, again. Whatever. But there's other stuff in here, like, there's this thing.
Hi, Roy. This is Heather here at All My Son's Moving and Storage. I saw that you requested a moving estimate online.
And I'm not going to do this one right now. I need to finish up the show so I can get this posted today. But you guys are sending things to the new prank line voicemail, which is pretty cool. I'm going to go through these things. There's like 10 messages in there right now from various things. Here's one of the car dings.
Yeah, Roy, I just saw the note you left on my car.
Yeah, that's totally...
I hope we can exchange information.
Fake. But there's another one in here. Maybe it's real. I don't know. I'll check later. I kind of like the idea of doing Ding Timber year-round, though, and just not a bunch of it. Like, maybe I just won't encourage you guys to do it at all. I'll just do them whenever they come in. But I was talking to Carlito today, and he seems interested in carrying on the tradition of Ding Timber, him and the other people on Prank Call Nation, so I'm hoping they're going to do Ding Timber next year. And if they're doing it, I'm sure I'm going to join in. I'll probably borrow some of their numbers or give them some of mine. And yeah, it's kind of the legal problems I'm having right now that I changed things up a little bit and, you know, gave Ding Timber to someone else. But really, it just kind of sucks to do the same prank over and over and over for an entire month. I like spreading out my repetitiveness over years and years, just doing, you know, apartment tenants from hell calls and the homeowner association tunnel calls. Imagine doing nothing but that for an entire month straight. That would suck. So that's my main reason for wanting to just kind of spread it out and do it wherever. But in case you guys missed it, I set up a new prank call phone line. I guess it's called the prank line or something. But the phone number is 508-784-6969. And you can leave anything you want on that phone line. Like the people are calling moving companies and giving them that phone number. And I'm supposed to call them back. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that really. But we'll think of something. But if you want to do a carding number, leave it on that number if you want. That's your phone number to bring pranks to me.
Hey Brad, it's Mac.
Hey, Mac.
Hi. I just wanted to say that you've been doing a fabulous job with the shows, and I hope to get your FBI situation sorted out properly.
Maybe.
Soon.
Hopefully.
And, yeah. And unlike a lot of the PLE members, I don't need to be drunk to listen to your show.
Because
it's a good show.
So you're one of those people.
Bye, Brad.
I don't own a TV.
Hey there, Roy. Long time no talk. Mm-hmm. We were on your show about five and a half years ago as the giggly teenage girls.
Holy shit.
Not teenagers anymore, still
it's
friends.
It's the giggly mid-20s girls.
Not teenagers anymore, still friends. Still pretty giggly. Still bad at improv.
I can tell.
Hope to hear from you.
Nope.
Carolyn, you got anything?
You're just going to have to listen to the show to hear this reply.
Daddy?
Hopefully talk to you soon. Maybe we'll...
Yeah, I call us back.
I'm not falling for that again.
My number is 754.
I'll just
We'd
leave
love
that on the show
car
for everyone.
We promise we're so much better.
No promises. Goodbye, Roy.
Bye, giggly teenage girls. I don't know if you guys remember Giggly Teenage Girls. That was a phone show thing. It was like when we very first started doing the cardings. Like, what the hell? Why didn't they leave that message a month ago? And maybe I would have called them back and did some carding calls with them, but no, probably not. But I think they just called into the phone show and they tried to do carding calls with us. And it was kind of amusing. Okay, I just Googled it and I found a YouTube video. And this is the Sorry I Dinged Your Car 2. This is like the very second video in the entire series when we first started doing cardings. It looks like in 2012, and that's kind of cool to know. I forgot when we started doing the carding stuff, you know, which year it was. And it looks like we've been doing them for 5 years now. And this video, it's 10 minutes long. I'm not going to play this whole thing. But
I got this voicemail that amuses me a lot. I'm going to play it real quick, and then I'd like to call this person.
That's funny. I described it as amusing back then, too, and I still am today.
Maybe have her do a carding.
You know what amuses me is when Elephant and Bird went to Radio Shack.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, I kind of miss how Matt Hillock used to derail my shows all the time. Those
Roy,
were the days.
I'm a big fan of your videos, and I saw the one where it's like, I damaged your car, call this number. So I kind of wrote the number down, and I
okay, anyway, I'm going to skip to the middle of the video. Let's see if we hear them doing their calls.
I don't know, you might want to talk to him. He's kind of mad at us.
So that's one of them.
Like, really mad at us. Can you just, like, not say anything? But we fixed your car. We fixed it.
She's talking to a carding person.
Erica?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
This is their father. I'm listening on the extension, and they didn't know it.
Okay.
Did we wake you up? Because you sound either high or asleep.
Oh, Dad.
What?
No.
I was actually sleeping.
Shut up. Dad.
Shut up, Erica. I'm having a moment with my daughter here. What?
Dad, it was us, okay?
So yeah, that's it. I don't know. It's like 11 minutes long. I don't want to play the whole thing. But I'm going to put a link in the show notes if anyone wants to go listen to the entire thing, which I probably will do later. Hey, look at this. A voicemail just came in 2 minutes ago. The voicemail line's really busy today, you guys.
Hey, Brad. I just listened to the one, the prank call where you talked to the mechanic, and you said you got all pissed off about taking his car on a joyride or a super ride or whatever, and then you could tell he was just getting kind of serious, and then you told him you're getting butt slammed, and I would have been drinking coffee, I would have spit it all over my car. It's hilarious. I was thinking a funny thing to do.
That was a fun call.
After you tell him you're on the Gerbil in the Butt show or whatever your show is that you're doing.
Yep.
You'd say, and we post our prank calls that we do every day up on YouTube. And this one's going to be called Gerbil Pranks an Effeminate Car Dealer.
That's a great idea.
So he's effeminate. It would probably kind of like tell him it's a prank, but then you piss him off again somehow, and you kind of start all over. I don't know.
Yep.
I thought of listening to it. Keep up the good work, mate. Bye.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a really great idea. I'm going to try to remember to do that sometime soon. I'll probably completely forget, but I hope I don't, because that's a good idea. Just tell them what the video is going to be called. Like, Roy Gerbil prank calls a controlling, manipulative husband. That's what the video is going to be called. That would really piss off a controlling, manipulative husband. And he'd probably yell at me. Alright, so this voicemail I'm listening to now, it's just silence for about 35 seconds. And then the last 10 seconds of the voicemail is this.
Anyways, keep it up and you'll hear me on the next voicemail I make. See ya.
So I don't know if that was a problem with this guy's audio stuff and it just didn't come through or if it was on purpose. But either way, that is a perfect voicemail to have played on the 404 show. because his voicemail's not found. Wait, no, never mind. That's not even funny. What am I talking about?
You think legal troubles are a good excuse? We're the accordion, you're the monkey. Dance, monkey, dance.
Okay. Wow, whatever.
Hey, Brad, it's Miko.
Hey, Miko.
I'm just calling because I have a request, not for a prank call, but for the way you're labeling the episodes. I'm so used to you having them, like, the date instead of, like, the number, episode number.
I like the number.
I'm thinking, like, maybe...
It's causing all kinds of problems, like, what number to number my show today?
Possibly, please, put it like you do with the Hobosodes, where you put, like, the date first... And then, like, episode number.
Do I do that?
That would be really cool. Anyways, that's all I got to say for today. I hope you're having a good day.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Miko. But I don't know. I kind of like how it looks right now. It looks very clean without all those numbers up there. Maybe we should take a vote about how we're going to label the shows from now on. I think that's all for this show. I've just got a couple of voicemails in here from Mr. Tomato Head again. They're piling up because he leaves so many. Maybe I should just delete them. But nah, we'll save them for a future show. I wouldn't do that to Mr. Potato Head. I mean Mr. Tomato Head. Hey, remember when I said I was going to start reading emails on every show? You know, just a couple on the very end, maybe right after the voicemails. Well, I don't feel like it. I don't want to right now. I just want to end the show so I can edit the show and post the show before 10 p.m., hopefully. So that is the end of today's show. Thank you, The Real Crazy Kraz, for supporting the show today, for being the sponsor. And thank you, everyone who sponsored the show in October of 2016, including Gizmo and Charles A., Paul S., Chris and Sarah, Stan Trucker, Brad the Producer, Rhapsody Man 2000, Milkbrain, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, High School Graduate Andy Jamie F, Jeff Brian W, Default C, Robert S, Jason B, Meows Wow, Cody A, Mike U, Sean L, Miguel F, Worsty, FOD87, My First Broom, James S4, Ty A, Buster C, Honey Baby, Julian J. Holy shit, this is a long month. I didn't get to any of the sponsors in this month. David P, Todd L, Luda X Factor, Pat D, Xander F, Philip B, Elke, and Tony S. Thank you, everyone, for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. It's because of people like you that I'm forced to do more shows every week. Except on the weeks that I don't, because I'm too lazy or have other shit to do. But most of the weeks, just not last week, right? I'm going to end the show today with a song request by Bill. Bill wants me to play a song from the 80s called You Never Call Me by a group called the Judies, and he says this song was made in the 80s down here in South Texas. And then he signs his email. I guess his email signature is his full address, city, state, zip code, full name. You're really making me want to prank call you, Bill. Here, let's look you up on Google Maps since I have that up right now. Oh, look at that hobo yard. It's got a mailbox out there by the driveway. Driveway's all cracked and patched up. Garbage cans aren't even behind the fence. What the hell, Bill? And why aren't your cars in the garage? You've got a two-car garage. What, is your garage all messy? Like that lady earlier? You got a messy garage, Bill? Is your garage door broken? Can't you afford to fix it? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was doing a song request. Oh, here's the Judies with a song called You Never Called Me. Thanks for the request, Bill.